What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. I have learned from Brother Trucker Brown. TruckDriver101.com. You can go to Truck Driver Books to get my book. You can go to YouTube Truckers to get my book. Check out my book. It will help out new guys. It's an audio book up to about 2 hours, costs $2.99, and it will help new people who want to get into trucking. Okay, who am I? Ken Rule, and I've been driving truck for approximately over 10 years. So, we're going on 11 years. Oh, my God. Anyway, guys. So, I've been checking out my boy Trucker Brown. Check out Trucker Brown. Go to Trucker Brown on YouTube. Brother posts a good videos. Brother does at least 2 to 3 videos a week. Very entertaining, brother. He gets emotional. He's a very honest brother, so don't go there talking about some political correct crap, because the brother ain't got, you know, he gonna be him, all right? He ain't got time to be you, all right? So, but if you can handle the truth, the brother is doing very well. What he does is this. He's basically working for his father, and he's in what he calls the owner-op school, all right? And I've been watching this. Because I have a lot of experience as a truck driver. I've been thinking about owner-operating, and I don't have a lot of experience in that world, you know. He has way more experience in that world in, I think, 3 or 4 months he's been working for his father than I do, and 10 years of driving a company truck, okay? So you always got to be willing when you talk about changing careers or owning a truck. What you did as a company driver, it doesn't count. You know, you're starting all over. So, looking at what Trucker Brown's, you know, struggle in this is and things, the thing I'm learning is that pretty much he was covering in an episode talking about truck notes. And I knew the average truck note was like $2,500 to $3,000 a month. But until I added it up, it wasn't like it just, it kind of hit me. Like I was putting it in the calculator one day. And I was listening to Trucker Brown, and his father said that it's like $30,000 a year, something to that effect. And I added it up, and I'm like, 2,500 times 12, and I'm like, that's $30,000 a year. Like, whoa, like, it first time it hit me, you know, like, damn, that's serious money, man. That's a lot of damn money. $2,500 a year, that's $30,000 a year. That's a lot of money, bro. Unless if you got a truck, say a used truck, bought cash for $10,000, unless you spend more than $30,000 a year, you actually making a profit on the truck. Truthfully, and the thing about it, you also got to look at it as when you fix something, it's fixed. You know what I'm saying? It's fixed. It's if I fix the radiator, if I fix the, you know, his father was talking about fixing the clutch brake. Basically, what that is a piece of it fits on the, his father explained it like this. I'm taking this from his father of 20-year truck driver. 10 more years than I got. So, and most of those on operator years. So he's an expert in this thing. And basically it clips together and it stops the, drive shaft from spinning. So you can shift into gear. Now you got to drive a semi truck to understand that fully, but those who do understand what I just said. So anyway, his thing was every time something goes wrong, once you fix it, you move on to the next thing and you get that much closer to solving all the problems. And you most likely will do it for less than $30,000 a year. And when I was thinking, like, he didn't say that part, but that's what I was like, you're going to solve most of these problems for less than $30,000. You know what I'm saying? If they say it's $900, if they say, you know, is this and that, You're always going to be below $30,000. I mean, even if he had to in-frame the engine, that's usually like $15,000. That's still less than $30,000. And what an in-frame is when you rebuild the engine. That's what an in-frame is, for those who don't know. But that's still less than $30,000. So you still profit. So, I mean, because the note, now, the way I look at it is, you have two choices. Here's what I would do if I was in this situation. For instance, buying a truck right now, I would put myself in a situation where I could buy a truck or lease a truck. Yes, I say a lease because I don't really like leases. Certain types of leases I like, and I'll cover that. But I would buy a truck lease or buy with cash down, and then turn around and drive that truck until the warranty was off. And what I would do is save the money, because that seems to be the case. The thing about trucks is everything wears out. And this, again, I'm pulling this from Trucker Brown's father and how his conversation with Trucker Brown changed my mindset a bit. In that he was talking about how vehicles wear out. And he's completely right. Vehicles do wear out. And so let's think about this. If vehicles wear out, all the stuff on them breaks eventually. You have two mindsets. You have the mindset of buying a new truck. I'm not with that mindset, because that means I'm going to spend another 30 grand. Or I have a different mindset. What if in the beginning I save money for the guaranteed expenses that are going to happen in the future, such as needing a new clutch brake, needing a new transmission, needing an in-frame? Why am I not saving that money in the beginning when it's covered by warranty? That way, when the warranty out, okay, then boom, 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 I am now, you know, I'm covered because I've saved money all the way up to. So normally a truck, I think, is paid for in about 5 years. So after 5 years, I should have maybe $100,000, right? If I save hard, okay? So maybe I'll have $100,000. We'll assume maybe I'll have $100,000. Maybe we'll go, wait a minute, let's just go less, $50,000, okay? Now, after the 5 years, my truck's paid for. Whatever breaks on it, if I got $50,000, worst comes to worst. One, I've established that I can pay a truck off. So usually you can always get financing at that point because you're not establishing yourself as a new rookie. You know, so you're going to get deals that way anyway. Two, the risk is that something catastrophic could happen and I don't have the money. That could happen. But if I've been saving my money and I got at least $40,000, let's say at least 40 to 50, hopefully 100, sitting in my company, I can use that for repairs. And especially if I expect these things to go wrong, because that seems to be the thing. Like, if you expect them to go wrong, then it's different. If you keep denial, if you say it's not going to go wrong, it's never going to break, then you're living in delusion. You're not being honest with yourself. And that's what I'm pulling from watching Trucker Brown's father. Like, he doesn't get upset about any of this stuff. He expects breakdowns. He expects vehicles to stop. He expects all that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's a perfect example of someone who learned to win in the long view, not the short-term view. And so pulling from that, I think that's the way I think I'm going to do it. All right, now, I'm going to buy a truck. Like, let's go over the thing. I'm buy a truck, whichever way I choose, and then pay the truck off by 5 years and expect in another 5 years for things to go wrong. If I even get into it, I don't know yet. So let's go over lease purchase programs. Some ones I like, some ones I don't. Now, I've evolved on this issue. Okay. Yes, I have changed, because sometimes certain lease purchase programs are basically made for the company to profit. Okay. They're made to fuck you over, pretty much. Some are not made to fuck you over, pretty much. Okay. Some are not made to fuck you over. So let's cover ones that are made to fuck you over. How do you spot one? Well, the way you spot one is, how much control do they want? Okay, when they show you that breakdown of the miles you need to make a profit, excuse me, are they showing you a need to make 3,000 miles a week, right? How many gotchas in that program? Now, some companies, they're not hitting you up with anything. You know, they're showing you, here you go, we're going to break this down. You're going to get a payment. You're going to get a maintenance fund. Well, these things you're going to need anyway, right? So, and there's no balloon cost, and the truck is yours 4 or 5 years. There are companies doing that, okay, that are in lease purchase programs. So, that's a truck note. 5 years. I have to have a maintenance account. That's not a big deal. And they're not giving me a lot of gotchas. A lot of gotchas. When I say a lot of gotchas, go online or check out some stuff like CR England. Excuse me. Last time I looked at CR England, you know, I saw a lot of gotchas, in my opinion. You can go online and look at it and judge it yourself. Excuse me, guys. You can go online and judge it yourself, but you got to ask yourself, do you want that? Do you want those gotchas, you know? And that's the kind of program I would accept if it was a lease purchase program, a program that works that way. And what I mean by gotchas, let me break that down a little bit more. Some companies have all types of bullshit fees. And I'm not talking low little fees. I mean a lot of bullshit fees plus a balloon at the end of it. Like, I like Celadon's lease purchase program because it doesn't charge you when you're not running. You know, but even then, though, it's kind of bullshit because after you run the vehicle, when you reach a certain amount, you have to get more financing of $70,000. And I don't think at that point, from the last time I looked at it, you with the mileage that'll be left, because it'll be close to either out of warranty or close to it, that it's worth $70,000. I don't think it is. In my opinion, you got to look at it yourself. That's why I'm not giving you numbers on that, because I like to promote people to think for themselves. This is talking about business. You ain't serious about business, just sit back and listen and enjoy. But if you're serious about business, you should go think for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. How you know I ain't lying to you? I could be working for a secret agent company or something. Right? You got to think for yourself. I like to promote that, because if you ain't thinking for yourself, don't expect me to do it. I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? So, but from what I'm looking at, a lease purchase that works that way is not bad. There are a lot of companies that will, excuse me, sorry guys, but my throat is dry. A lot of companies that will take the payment out and pay on your truck for you. So to benefit you. But like I said, that depends on what gotchas you got to deal with. Every company is going to be a little different. So, and like I said, as long as the lease works like purchasing a truck, I could see it, but I don't even know if I want to do it. Because right now, I don't want to go back over the road. I don't think so. I don't want to work for a company that does extremely long loads. And what do I mean by that? I went from over the road to working for a company that went from Detroit to Texas. Okay, that was when I was working at Falcon. And that was pretty good. And I don't mind going to one place, and I can see that, but I don't want to go out that far anymore. I like to, I live in Detroit, so I like to go to Chicago or New York. But I like to be home at least most of the time. And the thing about it is, if I become an owner-operator, I have that control. Because that's really, I still stick to that rule. That ultimately, me becoming an owner-operator is about me having control over my life. It's not about anything else. All I want to do is have control. Because if I don't have control, it's not going to work for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to benefit financially. Benefiting financially and becoming an owner-operator is not a guarantee. Things can go wrong. But you can win, too. That is the part a lot of people sometimes over obsess about, winning and not thinking about the losing, but you got to respect both ends of it. So that's what I'm thinking about. Trucker Brown, he's got owner op school. He puts up updates. Check that brother out. Good brother. Check the brother out. Check out him, the Wright brother. Check out the Wright brother. He works over at Swift. He's a good dude too. Check out Cherie. You put in Cherie. How do you spell Cherie? I hope I'm saying it right. I believe it's Cherie. You check her out. She's a good sister. She does all types of videos. She kind of is very creative sister. And that's it, guys. TruckDriver101.com. Check the book out on TruckDriverBooks.com or go to YouTubeTruckers.com and you can get my audio book, and it'll help new drivers. Let you know how much trucking school should cost, how to pick a trucking school, and I'm out.